Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio on issues, people, and events. I'm Tyler Smith. Law enforcement from all over the country will be duking it up in the 12th annual Battle of the Badges match this Saturday. Battle of the Badges Vice President J.R. Moore and MedCamp Representative Casey Hobson join me in studio for more details. J.R. and Casey, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Wow, so the 12th annual 12th annual Battle of the Badge event coming up this Saturday. I mean, the excitement has got to be high at this point.
This is amazing. We've had more pre-sales than we ever have. This is our 12th year in a row, and we wouldn't be able to do it without the fans and the support from this community, and starting with MedCamps, the reason why we're there. And they've, you know, children-based charity here, and we absolutely love them and the help that they give us, and we were able to help them in return. And I think the community sees that what we do every year, and they just come back and support. And, you know, without them, every year it's just somebody else stepping up, and we just absolutely love it. I'm proud and blessed to be a part of it.
Well, yeah, and JR, let's talk about the history of this event. It's very interesting because now you guys, you know, host it in a larger venue, but this started where?
It started at Washtenaw High School gym the first year in 04. The next year we formed a committee and went to the Monroe Civic Center. And that year we got about a little over 2,000 people. And every year since then, up until we started selling out the Monroe Civic Center, we were there. And about 3 years ago we moved to ULM. And I think it's a possibility this year we may sell out ULM, which it's like 7,000. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty amazing that what we came from to where we're at now. And like I said, we're totally blessed and thankful for all the help and everything. And everybody remembers and knows the reason why we're there. And I think that's why we get so much support. And we've had people from all over the country come in. We're the biggest per capita in America.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were talking about, you know, since this all got started, you guys have partnered with several charities, and eventually, guys, you guys came to partner with MedCamp, who you said has been a huge part in enabling you guys to do what you do each year. That's where Casey comes in. Casey, just kind of talk about your involvement with this event and just, you know, the relationship with Battle of the Badges over the years.
Yeah, well, for those of you who don't know, MedCamps, we provide summer camping experience for children living with chronic illnesses and disabilities. We are a nonprofit organization, so we are completely free of charge for all of those campers who attend. And if it wasn't for the partnership of, you know, Battle of the Badges, it would be really hard for us to, you know, give these kids a summer camping experience. Not only do they put this event on, you know, and we're the beneficiaries of it every year, they also come out, you know, to the camp and they do public safety day for our kids. And I think JR will agree, you know, to see those kids, just to see them smile in general is enough to, you know, make your heart melt. But they love whenever the Battle of the Badges come out. They love the seeing the policemen. They love seeing the firemen. And like he said, you know, he thanks us. We really do thank them. You know, without Battle of the Badges, it, you know, and without people just like JR and Dennis, it would be hard for us to do what we do.
Absolutely. And JR, you said earlier that this, for most of these kids, this is the best time of year for them.
Oh, absolutely. They don't get to do some of the things they've never done in their life. They have horseback riding, they have canoeing, they have just all kinds of events and activities that these kids are catered to them. The counselors help them. And to see all this happens and to go out and see what they do just brings chill bumps to you, and to bring a smile to some of the faces, which they are. A lot of the kids become Facebook friends of mine. I could never turn them away or turn down. They are still stick with me and come to the event and watch it. Some of them grown out of, because there's an age limit on the MedCamp. Some of them grown out and we're still friends and that we still talk, but some of them unfortunately are terminally ill, and those leave a mark in your heart and you never forget. These it's just amazing. It gives me chill bumps every time I think about coming out there, and what we are able to be a part of is just the most amazing thing. And it's I'm just blessed to be a part. And you know, with girls like this right here, she is one of the best counselors. I've known her ever since she's been out there. We've been with them, and she has been amazing in what she does. And now she's pretty much she's running the camp now, aren't you?
I am the camp director.
That's
yeah.
right. And so that just goes to show you what kind of character she has and what she's come. And we've grown together, and I mean, it's just, you know, I can't say enough about the counselors and the help, the volunteers that they have sent us, and what they do to help us make it easier so we can help back,
right?
And put back in the community, and that right there is what, you know, I think the community sees and understands, and they really come out and support us. And like I said, we've become the biggest per capita in America because right. of this community, and what a great community they have supported us throughout the whole venture. And what a ride. It's my 12th year in a row to fight and be vice president, and I couldn't be happier of what we've done for Med Camps and every other that's been involved.
Absolutely, JR. I think something worth noting here is that the event has gained a lot of national attraction over the years. You guys have law enforcement who come from all over the country to participate, and this year you have people even coming from Austin who will be participating.
Yeah, David Stovall, I think he's an Austin police officer. We've got a Baton Rouge firefighter. Last year we had two guys from California, and they weren't able to make it this year. They wanted to, but something came up. So, you know, that far away, it's really hard. We've networked and had guys from St. Louis come in. But, I mean, you know, they see what we do, and they see what a great organization, and they want to get involved. And it's just these kind of people that we, you know, enjoy and being with it for the kids.
Absolutely. Casey Hobson and J.R. Boer joining me in discussion about the 12th annual Battle of the Badges event this Saturday on ULM's campus. J.R., what time does it start and where will it be taking place?
6 p.m., UN Coliseum. There's not a bad seat in the house.
Casey Hobson and J.R. Boer joining me in studio. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.